This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Senate Republicans and the White House say they've got an agreement in principle amongst themselves on the latest economic support package. Democrats in the House have their package that passed in May. Negotiations obviously to come. Part of whatever winds up finally passing, though, is going to have more support for small businesses, a lot of which, even with the Paycheck Protection Program, missed out in the last bill, especially minority-owned small businesses, which have chronically had big problems getting access to capital. As it happens, there was a hearing about exactly that in the Senate today, and Marketplace's Kimberly Adams was listening in.
Black business owners had a particularly rough time getting access to PPP funds at first, says Ronald Busby. He's president of U.S. Black Chambers, a body that represents thousands of business owners. He told the Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship that 70% of his members who applied for PPP loans were denied, and almost everyone who was approved received less than they asked for. The problem, he says, didn't begin with the pandemic.
Access to capital is the number one, number two, number three concern for Black business owners.
Racial disparities in business lending often push small business owners to non-traditional lenders, which focus on underrepresented groups. Marla Bolanek is CEO of the Latino Economic Development Center, and she also testified in the Senate today.
We had many, many clients come to us that had a false start attempt with their bank and never got to the end of the process because they just simply weren't a high enough priority.
Of course, banks aren't the only source of capital to help start a business or keep it afloat in a crisis. Robert Fairley is an economics professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
You know, a lot of owners borrow against their home equity through home equity lines or use other, you know, family members or their community to help them.
But, says Fairley, even that approach tends to reveal economic disparities, highlighting the racial wealth gap in this country and the fact that minority communities are already suffering the worst health and economic effects of the pandemic. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.